Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One defendant is accused with the murders of 12 people in Colorado following the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting spree. Another, here in Massachusetts, is charged with attempting to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol building. One of them was never on any law enforcement radar. The other was accompanied the whole way by undercover agents. WBUR's David Boeri has been speaking with counterterrorism experts who say comparisons of these two cases raise troubling questions.
On Friday afternoon, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Pirizzolo stood outside the federal courthouse in Boston and seemed to precisely characterize the case of alleged Colorado killer James Holmes.
One of the things that is becoming an increasing part of our mission is to identify, contain, and then bring to justice those lone wolves who would do harm.
But Pirizzolo was not talking about the case of that suspect. He was talking about Rezwan Firdaus, who just pled guilty to attempting to fly remote-controlled planes into federal buildings. The public had never been in danger from that plot because undercover FBI employees had funded and facilitated Firdaus from the start.
In the case of Mr. Firdaus, what I would say is, please consider what did not happen here. No one was hurt.
Not here, but in Aurora, Colorado, many were hurt or killed because someone bought an assault rifle, two automatics, a shotgun, and 6,000 rounds of ammunition without ever showing up on the radar of law enforcement.
Hey, the situation is absurd,
says James Bamford. He's an expert on the secretive National Security Agency and worldwide eavesdropping since 9/11. His latest book is called Shadow Factory.
The NSA has and the FBI have enormous capabilities to eavesdrop on communications, not just targeted people, but on information such as data mining. But it doesn't seem like they focus on people who buy large quantities of ammunition.
Back in Massachusetts, the Joint Terrorism Task Force spent nearly a year creating the opportunity for Firdaus to commit a crime. But sting operations create the danger that real criminals will slip by because agents are concentrating on potential criminals who may never do anything on their own, says terrorism expert Carlo Baccia.
If Rezwan Firdaus had tried to buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition, would he have been able to do it without law enforcement being all over him?
That's a good question.
A question for which Baccia doesn't have a quick answer. But James Bamford does.
Well, I think if Holmes had a Muslim name, he would have come into a great deal of attention with a lot less purchases.
To be sure, James Holmes fits the description of a lone wolf far better than Firdaus, says Baccia.
The quintessential example of the lone wolf is the suicide bomber who decides on his own to make a statement, walks into a public place and pushes a button. That's a lone wolf.
By comparison, if Rezwan Firdaus was ever a lone wolf, he certainly didn't have a full set of teeth. This was not a do-it-yourself job. Firdaus got the model plane, the rent for his warehouse, his travel expenses, bombs and guns, all from his fake Al-Qaeda friends from the FBI.
I am concerned about the cases that have been brought.
Of which the Firdaus case is an example, says historian David Kaiser. He's at the Naval War College and is a visiting professor at Williams College.
It really isn't clear that the defendant ever would have done anything or even thought about doing very much had it not been for the role of FBI informants.
Kaiser says it's unlikely that James Holmes could have been detected earlier given the absence of reporting requirements for those who sell ammunition. But Carlo Baccia says the case underlines the need for more intelligence gathering and priorities that extend beyond stings. That a lone wolf could buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition over the internet a decade after 9/11 and go unnoticed is a big exclamation mark. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.